T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com. 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station the children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
To the Gary Parish Show. It is not GP. It is his producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. I got Gary on the phone with me, though. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. And I hope you're getting through the day best you can. And I hope you're ready for some more Memphis basketball discussion today, because we had a very eventful night last night. The Tigers, they suffered their third straight AAC loss. And then a press conference following the game that has really made the rounds nationally over the past 24 hours. Going to discuss that with GP here in just a second. Coming up at 4:25, we're going to have USA Today's Dan Wolkin. Dan used to cover the Tigers for the Commercial Appeal, so I'm sure he's going to have some thoughts on the situation. Penny Hardaway's comments last night. Dan Wolkin coming up at 4:25. After that, we'll do four stories at 4:44. I'm going to move on for the Tigers discussion for just a few minutes, because the Memphis Grizzlies have a big game tonight. They are going to be shorthanded once again, unfortunately. And we also have a massive weekend of NFL football playoffs. I'm going to be in the house for Titans Bengals tomorrow. We'll talk about all of that a little before 5 o'clock. Then, of course, at 5 o'clock, the man responsible for all of this, Jeff Calkins. Whoa, boy, we got a lot to get to with Jeff. After years of writing the stories, he is the story today. We're going to talk Tigers and Jeff's question to Penny that's kind of set this whole thing off last night. That's coming up a little after 5 o'clock. You're definitely going to want to be listening for Jeff's segment at 5. Then we're eventually going to do Dinner to Go and get out of here. I do have a Dateline preview, so stay tuned for that in Dinner to Go. First, I got GP with me. He is on the way to Auburn to do sideline for the massive Auburn versus Kentucky game tomorrow on CBS. And GP, last night the Tigers, they suffered their third straight AAC loss, but that is not the story today. In Penny Hardaway's postgame presser, he was asked by Jeff Calkins if he thought he could get the job done at Memphis, and here was Penny Hardaway's response.
Penny, have you ever lost faith that you can get this done?
At Memphis?
In the first half like that, when it's unfolding, is it embarrassing? And
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of f***ed up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid f***ing questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. We have 4 freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17, 18, 19-year-olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24-year-old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too f***ing hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these bullshit articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
Well, that was obviously an interesting response. We did not plan to open the CBS Sports Ion College Basketball podcast this morning talking about Memphis or Penny Hardaway, yeah. but given the way Penny responded to that question, you know, Thursday night it became the biggest story in college basketball, even bigger than Indiana's win over Purdue. So we opened with it. And there's obviously a lot to unpack. And I think more than anything, it speaks to the level of Penny's frustration. I think he's frustrated with what's happening on the court. How could you not be? They are 9-8 overall on a three-game losing streak, down to 54th at KenPom, down to 73rd in the net, significantly now on the wrong side of the bubble. This is a team that was ranked in the top 10 of the AP poll, you know, back in November. So it's been a pretty significant tumble since then for a variety of reasons. And to hear Penny try to speak to the state of things last night, you know, I can understand his frustration, but there's some real problems with the points he tried to make. You know, among them, you know, when he said, you know, I haven't lost faith that I can do the job. If I had my full roster, I believe I could do anything. Well, the problem is that he had his full roster for a significant portion of the season.
Sure.
And they went 6-4 to start the season with the full roster. Like, he had the players that he wants to play available to him for the first 10 games of the season. It was 6-4 with losses to Georgia on the road and Murray State at home. Like, shorthanded or not, and this is wild to think about, Memphis has been favored at tip-off in every game that it's lost. Memphis has 8 losses. Every one of those games, even when shorthanded, Memphis was favored to win the game, including last night when the Tigers were, as we talked about on yesterday's show, 6-point favorites against SMU at tip-off. Even after it was reported that DeAndre Williams and Landers Nolley would not play, the Tigers were still 6-point favorites. They were still supposed to win the game. Instead, they scored 2 points in the first 9 minutes. You know, this is a team that's lost at Tulane and at East Carolina. Shorthanded, sure, but, you know, Penny still had Landers Nolley, Earl Timberlake, Lester Quinones, Tyler Harris, Alex Lomax, Josh Minot at Tulane and lost. Still had Jalen Duren, Amani Bates, Earl Timberlake, Lester Quinones, Josh Minot, and Tyler Harris at East Carolina and lost. Like, shouldn't having 3 projected first-round NBA draft picks be enough to beat East Carolina? That's all anybody is really asking. We understand, everybody understands if you're shorthanded and you got to play Houston and, you know, that's going to be difficult. But again, shorthanded or not, no matter who's available and who isn't, Memphis has been favored to win every game that Memphis has lost. That's a disturbing trend. They've now lost to 4 sub-120 KenPom teams. Ole Miss, which is ranked 122nd, Tulane, 132nd, East Carolina, 154th, and Georgia, 222nd. Georgia's 5-13 overall, 0-5 in the SEC. They've lost to East Tennessee State. They've lost to Gardner-Webb. But they beat full-strength Memphis. So when Penny says, if I had my full roster, things would be different, the problem is that he had his full roster for the first 10 games of the season, and things were not different. They lost to that Georgia team that can't beat anybody. They lost at home to a Murray State team when they were a double-digit favorite. Among the other things he said last night is that we have 4 freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Well, first, they didn't start 4 freshmen. They started 3 plus a 21-year-old sophomore and a 21-year-old junior. But even if they did start 4 freshmen, like, that's his decision. You know, he made the roster. He makes the starting lineup. If you didn't want to be this reliant on freshmen, then do what other coaches did, which is prioritize older players in the transfer portal rather than, you know, a very skinny 17-year-old Amani Bates. I guess big picture, it's just undeniable that the missteps are adding up and the excuses are coming one after another. You know, the missteps are all things we've talked about all season. And the first one was that they didn't enroll a real high major point guard. which left Alex Womack as the only point guard on the roster. And he's not good enough to play major minutes for a team that aspires to big things. Then the next misstep, or at least among the next missteps, you know, Penny didn't anticipate the possible chemistry problems that could come with adding two five-star freshmen late in the calendar. You know, five-star freshmen who were going to take minutes and shots away from last season's two best players, DeAndre Williams and Landers Nyland. Another misstep, didn't focus at all on getting his players vaccinated in the offseason, which led to contact tracing. Not breakthrough cases, but contact tracing, costing them games and making them play shorthanded because unvaccinated players will rule it out even though they never tested positive. Then another misstep, he hired an apparent anti-vaxxer in Rasheed Wallace as an assistant coach. And now Rasheed Wallace is no longer an assistant coach, reportedly because of his refusal to get vaccinated. So now Memphis is operating with a different staff than it planned to operate with this season. You know, I thought about this last night. You know, when the Tigers lost games early they weren't supposed to lose, Penny said it was because the veterans weren't doing their jobs. When they lose games now, he says it's because he doesn't have those veterans available to him. Again, just lots of excuses. Meantime, Houston lost two of its top four scorers before Christmas to season-ending injuries. And the Cougars still haven't lost a game in this same crummy league. Kelvin Sampson's Cougars are down two of their top four scorers. They're on an eight-game winning streak. Lost two of the top four. No excuses. Just keep winning. That's that program. This is this program. Bottom line, it's a mess. And it's getting messier, obviously, by the day. Everybody in Memphis wants Penny to succeed. I was the loudest person yelling the fire Tubby, hire Penny stuff very early in Tubby Smith's second and last year at Memphis. The fire Tubby stuff will forever be right. It doesn't matter what happens with Penny Hardaway. It was time to fire Tubby Smith. But the second part of that, the higher Penny, it's not looking so great right now. You know, everybody wants him to succeed still in this moment, including Jeff Calkins, I'm certain. But a lot of the same people who campaigned for Penny to get this job are obviously and understandably starting to lose confidence. I don't know how you couldn't.
Yeah, and a couple things with that. I mean, you know, you look at just they still obviously have quite a few games left in the season. I think we've talked about this a lot the last couple weeks. I do think we're pretty much now at the point where it's like you got to win the conference tournament to get into the NCAA tournament because I don't think any of us envision them going on some miraculous run where they string together a ton of games in a row. It just doesn't look like that's going to happen at this point. But you saw a lot last night. You talked about Tubby Smith, and you saw a lot of last night, fire Penny Hardaway. I mean, you saw it all over social media. You can search that on Twitter. You're going to see it a lot in comments. I hate this. I think it's a silly thing to say right now. It's not going well, like you said. But I don't think anyone in this city that's being reasonable thinks that Penny Hardaway should be fired right now. I think a lot of people just hope that he's able to turn this thing around somehow. How does that look? Like if he was able to turn this thing around, how does that look, you know, over the next year in the calendar, let's say?
Well, I guess what you're asking is how would that happen?
Yeah.
And you know, the obvious way, you know, you know, they're still the most talented team in this league. You know, get healthy, start beating these bad teams, and you know, get in the AAC tournament and go win it, and then use that momentum to I think explore the transfer portal and enroll some veteran, impactful guys who can make next season's team experienced, talented, and by extension, good. It feels like we've been talking for 4 years now about what's going to make next year better. why next season will be better than the last. At some point, they start to sound like silly conversations. You know, trust me, there's nobody outside of Memphis who is sitting around going, well, what does Penny Hardaway have to do to get this thing right? People outside of Memphis are sitting around going, he can't get it right. Like, he's had plenty of time. He's had the number one ranked recruiting class in the country twice. And he just, you know, some people can do this job, other people can't. And the perception around the country right now is that he's on the list of people who can't. That's why Jeff's question last night, I'm not surprised it led to a frustrated answer, but it's not a completely unfair question. I mean, I think in all walks of life, all of us at some point have started to question whether we can do something, you know, we're trying to do. You know, whether you're a kid trying out for a traveling baseball team or a club soccer team, like, am I good enough to do this? You know, and now I'm in the middle of it. Now I know what it's like. Am I good enough to play? Am I good enough to flourish? You know, maybe you get a new job that you applied for, and it could be a little bit over your head. Like, can I thought I could do this, but, man, it's not going well. Maybe I can't. What if you're a freshman in college? You know, you enroll in, you know, some Ivy League school or some other really good school. You've done nothing but been successful academically up until that point your entire life. Then you get there and, you know, you get a 2.0. Would you start to wonder, am I cut out for this? Can I do this? And I think more than anything, that's what Jeff was trying to ask last night. Like, have you ever had that seep into your head? Because honestly, if I were Penny Hardaway, I think it would seep into my head. Man, I've enrolled the best recruiting class in the country two of the past 3 years. But I can't even win at the rate that Houston's winning in the same league. They don't have any five-star recruits. They lose their two of their top four players, including their best player. They keep winning. I have my full team, can't win. Lose some players, can't overcome it. You know, can I do this the way I need to do it to deliver on the things that I promised? Among those things being a national championship. You know, I would be wondering that if I were him. And so I think that was the root of Jeff's question, though I'll let Jeff speak for himself. There are people out there saying Penny Hardaway should be fired. I don't believe that's the case. And, oh, by the way, there are also people saying Penny Hardaway should apologize for last night or be punished for last night. I don't agree with that either.
Nah.
I mean, listen, we're all adults. You know, Penny has been criticized. You know, it's a two-way street. If he wants to be critical in response, even use, you know, language that coaches don't normally use in press conferences while doing it, it doesn't bother me. I say the F word all the time in my private life. If Penny Hardaway wants to use that word while talking to Jeff or anybody else, it's totally fine with me. He doesn't owe anybody an apology. He doesn't need to be reprimanded, suspended, punished in any way. All he needs to do is you know, start doing the job that he was hired to do, which is win games at the University of Memphis. He was hired for a lot of different reasons, to re-energize the program, to recruit, to sell tickets. He's done all of those things. But the most important part of the job was always going to be producing results, winning, going to NCAA tournaments, and advancing. And as much as I'd like to try, given that every time Penny Hardaway struggles, my Twitter mentions get lit up. You know, I'm connected to this. I'm the one who said they should hire Penny before anybody else. I'm the one who said they should fire Tubby before anybody else. I'm the one who wrote the column after the number one recruiting class. The first one was secure and said, who's got jokes now? Go find that column on Twitter. It is retweeted to me every day that Penny Hardaway takes a loss. Every day, somebody will send an emoji with the raised hand. Hey, GP, I got jokes now. Because that was the tweet. A lot of people had jokes when Memphis fired Tubby Smith to hire Penny Hardaway. Now he's got the number one recruiting class in America. Anybody still got jokes? And my responses after the Tulane game, after the SMU game, after the East Carolina game are all, hey, I got jokes. Yeah, we definitely got jokes. Oh, I got plenty of jokes. I'm tied to this, not in any sort of real meaningful way, but, you know, when you are an opinion giver, which is, you know, my career, you like to be right more than wrong. So I don't want to say nobody wants Penny Hardaway to succeed more than I, but trust me, I'm high up on the list. I want him to succeed first because I care about the basketball program, because I care about the athletic department at university. I want him to succeed because I like him on a personal level. But I also want him to succeed because him succeeding means I was right when I said this is what Memphis ought to do. If we're being completely honest, right now in this moment, as much as I'd like to tell you otherwise, it looks like I might have been wrong. Fire Tubby? Sure. Got that one right. That was easy. Anybody can see that one. But hire Penny is not going well. So I don't think he should be fired right now. I do believe if he wants to be back for year five, he should be back for year five. But if year five's not good, I don't know that you get a year six. If year five's like year four, there's no way you get a year six. And that would be disappointing and unfortunate for everybody. So I guess I'm just sort of on the should Penny be fired conversation. I'm where I continue to be where I've been for a while. I can acknowledge it's not going well. I can acknowledge it's been a circus. I can acknowledge there's been incredible missteps. But I still think the smartest thing to do for the university at this moment is to ride it out and hope that it gets better. A, because terminating Penny Hardaway just in a vacuum should be a last resort. You only do it when you feel like you have no choice. And secondly, they owe him a lot of money. You know, this is a cash-strapped athletic department.
They owe the last guy a lot of money, right?
In excess of $10 million, I believe.
Yeah.
So they're still paying Tubby Smith to have to pay Penny Hardaway on top of that and then go out and hire a new coach. And, oh, by the way, given that you're about to be, as soon as Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF leave for the Big 12, unless you move to the Big 12 eventually with them, you're about to be in a terrible basketball league. Like, who are you really hiring? You know, people ask me sometimes who should Memphis hire if Penny Hardaway was no longer the coach. And I can give you some names because that's my job. But they're not names that you would like. They're probably not names that you would know. You know, the idea that Memphis, under these circumstances, about to be in an inferior American Athletic Conference, can just go out and hire somebody the fan base will get excited about, just that's not reality. None of this is good. That program's in a pretty bad place. And oh, by the way, I don't know if you noticed last night, but there weren't a lot of people at the game either. Mm-hmm. So the attendance is starting to dwindle. That's another bad sign. I think if you're Memphis, you ride it out. You keep hoping that it gets better. Because if it does get better, the fans will come back immediately. They want so badly to watch Penny succeed. Everybody does. I don't think everybody wanted Tubby Smith to succeed at the end. I don't think everybody wanted Josh Pastner to succeed at the end. I do believe everybody wants Penny Hardaway still to succeed, but he's got to do it. And if he doesn't, then these conversations are going to get more uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I mean, you see all that from all the people on social media last night calling in today. Like, there's a lot of passion about this and about what happened last night. It's clearly made national media, and you see, you didn't see that at the end of Tubby. There was not passion. Like, it wasn't like how this is happening today. You know what I mean? Like people still care deeply about what's going on with this program, even though this season has, let's face it, been pretty much a disaster. You didn't see that at the end with Tubby Smith. There was a don't care type feeling around the program, right?
Of course. You know, people didn't care. You know, they didn't know the staff. You know, Tubby did a terrible job of you know, making himself available and trying to connect with the city. His staff did a terrible job of trying to connect with local media and trying to, you know, help write a different narrative. There was just some real distance between the fan base, the media, and Tubby and his entire staff. They recruited at a historically terrible level. They won at a historically terrible level. Like, don't ever forget, as bad as this Memphis season feels right now, the Tigers are still, you know, 54th at KenPom. In Tubby's last year, they were 161st. You know, they might not be drawing 18,000 fans, but they're still drawing a lot more than what Tubby's teams were drawing. This isn't good. It's not what anybody wanted, but it's still significantly better than where we were. Don't ever let anybody try to tell you otherwise. But, you know, it's got to get better. There's no getting around it. People still care deeply, and I don't think it'll be that people will stop caring, but people will just decide this is not the way I want to spend my time. Like, I'm not going to live and die with it anymore because I'm tired of dying. I'm not going to, you know, get off work early to drive downtown, park, go in, watch a basketball team that doesn't play together, doesn't play the right way, and doesn't win enough. People, it won't be that they stop caring about Penny or the Tigers. It'll just be that they'll decide this isn't the way I want to spend my time. And the next step is this isn't the way I want to spend my money. Like, I know people who are season ticket holders who have already said, I'm not renewing next year. I know the real people, not folks on a Facebook page or on Twitter, real people. I know a season ticket holder. I've got a friend of mine who's a season ticket holder. He doesn't even go to the games. He said, I just don't even want to go. I bought the tickets. They're sitting in a drawer. I just don't want to go. Now, you know what the problem is? Next year, he won't even buy the tickets. Right now, he's got them and he doesn't use them. Mm-hmm. Next year, he won't buy them. And that'll be another problem. So, you know, we're getting to a place where, you know, I never thought we would be. I know it's easy for, and you'll talk to Dan Walken next, and I respect Dan. And, you know, the reason I have him on the show every week is because I think he's really smart. I think he's a great columnist, and I respect him. You know, I saw him last night saying this was very easy to see. And it might have been for him, but it wasn't for me. I thought this would go well. I was right that Penny would sell tickets. I was right that he would re-energize the program. I was correct that he would recruit at the highest level of the sport. I said all of those things. I wrote all of the things. Those things came true. And what I believed is that if those things come true, the rest takes care of itself. Like, you might be overwhelmed as a, quote, high school coach or AAU coach in the Big 12 or the ACC or the Big 10 or the SEC, but you should just be able to overwhelm, from a talent perspective, everybody in the AAC, or at least most people in the AAC. If you're literally enrolling the number one recruiting class in America two times in a three-year span, I thought it would be that simple. Whether Penny was a A-level coach, B-level coach, C-level coach, if you give him the number one recruiting class in America or even top 10 classes, a couple of five stars here and there, he's going to have so much more talent than the Tulanes and the East Carolinas and the SMUs, that the only issues will be, you know, a Greg Marshall at Wichita State or a Kelvin Sampson at Houston. And, you know, I can acknowledge that I've clearly been wrong about that debate, because it's not just the Houstons that have given him problems. It's the SMUs and the East Carolinas and the UCFs and the Tulanes, and this season also the Georgias and the Mississippi State. It's a mess right now.
Yeah. Well, they take on a bad Tulsa team on Sunday, so let's hope that that is the start of getting this thing turned around, because it's not going good right now. GP, appreciate you coming on. I know you're busy today. We'll be watching tomorrow for the Auburn-Kentucky game, where you're going to be on sideline on CBS, and we will talk to you again on Monday. Appreciate it, man.
No, thank you for doing what you're doing, and it should be a fun weekend. I am exhausted, but we're going to have a 30-minute pregame show on CBS before Kentucky and Auburn. I'm going to have a pregame interview with Bruce Pearl that'll be in that show, and then, you know, be on the sideline for what is, you know, the biggest game of the weekend and one of the biggest games in college basketball so far this season. So it should be awesome. And then, you know, assuming everything goes well, I'll be back in studio Monday to see your pretty face and talk to you about it.
We'll be watching, man. Appreciate it, dude.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. That was Gary Parrish, the man who hosts this radio show. He will be back in studio on Monday. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by, as Gary just mentioned, USA Today's Dan Wolkin. Dan had some thoughts on the Memphis basketball situation last night. He obviously used to cover the Tigers for the Commercial Appeal. So we will get his thoughts on the Tigers. That is coming up next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in today. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Penny, have you ever lost faith that you can get this done?
Stop asking me stupid f***ing questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do.
The Jeff Calkins Show.
Jeff, with already 447 votes tallied, 54% say no.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. live on 92.9, 680, or anywhere on the Odyssey app.
Morant around a Clark screen, splits a double team in the lane, hangs 360 layup.
Tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Denver Nuggets. Grizzlies pregame with us all day on 92.9 FM ESPN. Grizzlies Network pregame with Jessica Benson at 7:30 in the tip with Eric Hasseltine at 8 on 92.9.
The NFL playoffs are in full gear and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, all customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. For those unfamiliar, same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. You can combine bets on the money line, point spread, player stats, and so much more. FanDuel is easy to use, safe and secure. When you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. If you already have an account, just go place your risk-free same-game parlay on any divisional round game to qualify. And new customers can join with promo code Gary to get your risk-free bet. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using promo code Gary. You can turn a $5 bet into a $150 victory. That's promo code Gary at FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Home. Sure, it's your furniture and electronics and appliances. But at Conn's Home Plus, we know it's that plus a whole lot more. We call it living the plus life. Get ready for the big game with super savings on top brands like Samsung, LG, HP, and more. And score hot deals on our huge selection of products. Plus, get what you want now with next day delivery options and pay over time with our personalized financing. Live the plus life and love your winning place only at Conn's Home Plus.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Southland Casino is turning spinners into winners. It's the return of Battle Wheels. And this time around, we're giving away up to $375,000 in free play. Earn entries every day. Then each Saturday night in January, 30 finalists take their turn at the prize wheel. Everyone who spins wins. Take the short spin to Southland for your chance to win part of up to $375,000 in free play. See Lucky North Club for details. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help, call 800-522-4700.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Mehdi understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Mehdi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Finally, a flashing dashboard light that's good news. There's a new Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers in Olive Branch, where you can experience friendly, trustworthy service and get all your auto needs met in one convenient place. Stop by and enjoy amazing deals like $20 off our full-service stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change and $100 off a set of four tires. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, now open in Olive Branch on Goodman Road near Popeyes. We take care of your ride so you can enjoy the drive.
Take your chance at hitting the jackpot with Mega Millions. With the jackpot now up to $376 million, you could be tonight's big winner. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Mega Millions today.
Welcome to Allstate, where your savings are always on the right track and where we still love when those auto rates drop. Because when they do, that's some really good energy. love when the extra savings hit, don't you? Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser,
greatest invention ever!
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean!
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Church's, we're doing 10 pieces of our crave-worthy comfort made spicy or classic. That's 10 legs and thighs packed with bold flavor. That's how we do value. So you can do the Church's 10 starting at $10.99 deal. Church's, bringing the down-home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. GP going to be on sideline duty for Auburn, Kentucky tomorrow, so he is on his way to Auburn, Alabama. Right now, we'll be joined back again in studio with Gary on Monday. And right now, every Friday, we're joined by USA Today's Dan Wolkin. Let's make Dan the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
Okay, Dan, of course, one big story being discussed in Memphis today. It was Penny Hardaway's comments at his press conference last night. Jeff Calkins asked him the question, does he think he can get it done at Memphis? And I know by now you've seen Penny's response, where, among other things, he told that the Memphis media needs to stop disrespecting him. You were once a member of the Memphis media that covered this program, so what were your thoughts on Penny's comments, and do you think they were justified?
Well, no, they weren't justified. Penny, I think, to me, what the whole situation suggests is that he's kind of losing his grip a little bit on reality, which happens to coaches sometimes when they're feeling a lot of pressure and stress and when they feel like the world is kind of caving in on them. But, you know, the problem fundamentally that I have with the comments is he just kind of made it all about him. And, you know, I just feel like, in some way, you know, when you talk about the criticism of that you're getting as a head coach and the fact that he is this legend in the city of Memphis, I just sort of feel like he's taken it a little bit personally. Like, this is kind of like people are out to get him, which is, mm-hmm. I don't think there could be more further from the truth. Penny's a guy who I think everyone who is with that program and who wanted that hire to be made, they want to see him succeed. What would be a better story than for Penny, the legend of Memphis basketball, the guy who had this incredible NBA career, albeit one that was in some ways tragic because of the injuries, but. You know, a guy that just means so much to that city, that he can't get it done there, that's not something anybody wants or what anyone is rooting for. But there was a lot of skepticism, you know, probably myself more than a lot of people who follow that program, about him being ready to take on that challenge. And it's because you see in a situation like this, he just sort of struggles to sort, in my opinion, to kind of process what's going on. And instead of, you know, talking about solutions, talks about talks about himself, which I just think is sort of the wrong way to go with it.
Yeah, I saw you make the point last night that Penny's candidacy for the Memphis job, it was primarily creation of the local media that wanted this to happen, which I do think there's some truth to. Like Gary even said in the last segment, he thought that they should fire Tubby Smith and hire Penny long before that was a popular opinion, and his point being that it would immediately fix your attendance problem and that Penny was going to be able to get high-level talent to come here, which both of those things happened. In retrospect, do you think that was a short-sighted move by Memphis, or was it the right move at the time?
Well, Gary and I agree on a lot of things, but I never agreed with him on this point. And while I acknowledge that the things that he said would happen in terms of ticket sales and excitement and recruits, to me, that's a sugar high. And it's not something that sustains you as a program over the long haul. At the end of the day, this all comes back to running a competent program and winning at a high level. And you don't just automatically do that because you get a bunch of high-profile five-star recruits. I would have thought that people around Memphis would have learned that lesson under Josh Pastner, who, by the way, recruited at a super high level for the Memphis program, especially in Conference USA, and was considered a disappointment because he got to the NCAA tournament 4 years in a row and only, you know, advanced, I think, one of, did they win? Two games in the tournament or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know if he never got to a Sweet 16 in Memphis.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was also long ago. It's starting to escape my memory about what exactly happened. I remember I was at the game in Columbus against St. Louis, but some of the other ones I kind of forget. But the point being, like, to me, it was not necessarily predictable that it was going to be like this and that he was going to be, you know, 4 years in and not make the NCAA tournament. I would not have thought that, to be quite honest. I would have thought they would have made much more progress right now. My concern was just, is a guy who's never spent a day working in a college basketball program going to understand what it takes to put a winning product on the floor? And I think those concerns have been more than proven valid. To me, it's not an X's and O's issue. You know, it's and that always gets talked about with guys who, you know, maybe don't have a lot of coaching experience. To me, it's just more about handling the players. It's more about dealing with the players and dealing with the parents and dealing with all the people around them who want things and demand things and have their own expectations. And to me, that's the secret sauce of coaching in college, whether it's football or basketball, is the ability to, you know, get guys to buy in and understand what they can do for the team to make the team good. You know, and I know I'm sort of going long here with this answer, but when I've watched Memphis play, and I watched last night I watched a little bit more early in the season, to me what was very clear is that the players individually did not understand what they had to do or what they could do to make the team good. And so they were just sort of all playing their own game. And I think that's sort of been a symptom of a lot of Penny's teams, and that's not going to win you basketball at the highest level of college hoops.
Yeah, talking to USA Today's Dan Wolkin, and we're talking about the Memphis basketball situation, obviously. You know, the season, it's clearly been a disaster. They're 9-8 right now. They were a preseason top 10. As of right now, they're not an NCAA tournament candidate. I've made my stance clear as an alum of that school. Like, I think when you hired Penny Hardaway, and I said it at the time, you better be ready to stick with Penny Hardaway for a long time, because it would be disastrous for that university to fire arguably its most famous alum after just four seasons, especially considering how the firing went down with his former mentor Larry Finch years ago. I don't think Memphis will fire Penny Hardaway regardless of how this season plays out. But where do you think this thing stands this time, you know, next season?
Well, I mean, let me just push back on you a little bit.
Okay.
why wouldn't they? I mean, you can sort of term it however you want, mutual separation. You know, you can couch it a lot of different ways, pay him money to go away and call it his decision. But, like, why wouldn't you make a coaching change at this point? I mean, I fail to see the logic of that.
Well, I do think that, you know, again, put this season aside because it's been a disaster. They are coming. People could say what they want about the NIT. They did win the NIT just last season. So there has been some form of success, although at Memphis, success is gauged by NCAA tournament appearances, and that has not happened. The attendance has been fixed, like we talked about earlier. The recruiting classes have been good, even though they haven't panned out. I mean, I just think they were one of the best defensive teams in the country the past couple seasons. I think there are things there that have been good enough to justify not firing him after this one really bad season. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I get it, but, I mean, they haven't been to the NCAA tournament in a long time. And that's
no,
not
a long time. Eight seasons, I think.
Memphis.
Yeah, I think
that's
eight
seasons.
It's not
a high bar to clear at Memphis.
Right,
like,
right.
You should be in the tournament more often than you're not in the tournament. And, you know, I just think at some point, like, too much drama, you know, there's, I mean, my understanding, and I'm not as close to it as I used to be, certainly, but, you know, my understanding is he and Laird Veach, the athletic director, you know, they don't really have a good working relationship. Laird is kind of in his silo, and Penny's kind of in his. You know, I think one of the things that Penny said last night that kind of made me raise my eyebrows was he talked about how, you know, how he works too hard for people to say X, Y, Z. I mean, does he? I mean, some of the stories I've heard coming out of that program would not necessarily indicate that. So I just think there's a lot of issues and problems, and the longer you kind of ignore or put up with some of these problems, you're just going to – I think the likelihood is you're just going to dig a deeper hole. I mean, if I'm Memphis right now – and I'm running that school, I mean, there's an urgency to get stuff right. Big 12,
yes.
You know, possibly expanding again. They need to be better than this. And, I mean, you know, I've always said, and maybe you couldn't get them to take the job, but I've always said, or not always, but I've said for the last few years, if I'm Memphis, I'm pulling the Rick Pitino lever. I mean, he's got one more run in him. Look what he did at Iona last year.
Yeah.
He would have Memphis in the NCAA tournament. ASAP. No question in my mind.
Yeah, you're not the first person that I have seen say that. That is definitely an opinion that's out there. Talking to USA Today's Dan Wolkin, we'll probably have more to discuss when Gary's back next week about the Tiger basketball situation. But last thing before I let you go, I saw you posting about this last night and wanted to get your opinion. We're a little over a week away from the Winter Olympics starting in China. NBC, ESPN recently announced that they are not sending anyone to cover the Olympics in person due to COVID-19 and China's zero COVID policy. First, are you going to the Olympics this year? Because I know you've covered a lot of Olympics in the past. And are you surprised that they're still scheduled to happen in just a little over a week now?
Yeah, so... obviously, this is a story that I'm very invested in. And, I, as of today, I am supposed to get on an airplane a week from Saturday, a week from tomorrow, and start a very long journey to Beijing. It not to have, you know, not to necessarily people care about my travel itinerary, but just getting there is a real hassle.
Sure.
Like, it's hard to get there. So I'm like flying the wrong way around the world to get to Beijing, as are, I believe, most journalists coming from America. And one of the reasons why ESPN and NBC are pulling their people out is there's just a lot of uncertainty generally about what things are going to be like. But also the testing and quarantine and close contact. I mean, it's pretty serious and it's a little bit fuzzy. And what happens if you get there? Like, if you're a play-by-play announcer, you fly over there and you test positive or deemed a close contact because of a flight or whatever. Well, then what's the point of you even going? You're just, you know, that at that point you're out. At least if you're a writer, you can, you know, do Zoom media availabilities theoretically mm-hmm. and still write from quarantine. I mean, it sounds miserable, and I certainly pray that doesn't happen. To me, but that's just sort of what we're dealing with. So the hard part is I think they're just sort of too deep in, and by the time this Omicron deal hit the world, China was just too deep into getting this games delivered on time. But they're still one of the few countries in the world that is operating on a zero COVID policy. And so they're implementing all these things that, you know, may or may not make sense in the sort of dynamic real-world environment we're in right now, especially that, you know, all of us who are going are vaccinated and boosted and all that. So we'll see where things are at next week. I'll be able to be on the show next week, next Friday, and we'll see what happens and what develops over the next week or so. But, yeah, as of now, I am still slated to be on this adventure.
Yeah, definitely something we're going to keep an eye on over the next week. That is USA Today's Dan Wolkin. Read Dan over at usatoday.com. Follow him on Twitter at Dan Wolkin. Appreciate you joining us every week, man. Thanks so much for the time.
You got it.
All right, that's USA Today's Dan Wolkin. We appreciate Dan joining us every single week. And look, I want to make it clear. I like having Dan on every single week because Dan's not afraid to give his opinions about things. He brings a national perspective to what we're talking about here every day. I say that to say his opinion is not my opinion, so chill out before you start tweeting me a bunch. I do not think Memphis should fire Penny Hardaway before next season. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think the university will do that. Look, his first few classes of guys that are now upperclassmen, they have not worked out. I don't want to name names, but there are guys on this team that have just not lived up to the hype whatsoever. So I'm not going to put this all on the coach, but he clearly deserves a lot of the blame because he is the coach, and that is who gets blamed when things go south in college basketball. But y'all, I think the best thing to do right now is to just hope that he figures out a way to turn this thing around, because Penny Hardaway has earned that right, in my opinion. It's Penny freaking Hardaway. Like, are we really going to fire this guy after four seasons? I mean, stop. Josh Pastner coached here for seven years. And I know Josh made tournament appearances and won a few games in the NCAA tournament. But, dude, if you're going to give Josh Pastner 7 years, I just feel like, again, my opinion, you owe the same to one of your most famous alum who came in and saved this program just a few years ago. Again, attendance was terrible under Tubby Smith. People did not care about the program. You look at the shows that have aired before this show earlier today, all the people that called in, texted in, tweeted into those shows, giving their opinion on this. That was not happening during the Tubby Smith era here at Memphis. And I know we've mentioned Tubby today. I'm not making this about Tubby. I'm not making it about Josh, the guys that preceded Penny. I'm just saying, Penny deserves a chance to get this thing right. Because again, this team has been good defensively, one of the best defensive teams in the country over the past couple seasons. They did win an NIT championship. I know NIT championships are not the bar at all here at Memphis. But right now, I think what you got to do is just hope that he figures out how to get this thing back on the right track, because I think it would be absolutely silly to have a conversation about firing the guy after this season. Just my opinion, just my two cents. We're going to talk about it again with Jeff Calkins coming up a little after 5 o'clock. But coming up next, I got four stories I want to discuss. We got a massive weekend of NFL football playoffs. I'm going to be in the house for Titans-Bengals tomorrow. We'll talk about that. The Grizzlies have a big game tonight. They're at Denver. Going to be shorthanded again. We'll talk about that coming up in four stories. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in today. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jeff Calkins, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. Jason and John, weekday, middays, 11 till 2. Giannotto and Jeffrey, weekday, mid-afternoons, 2 till 4. The Gary Parrish Show, weekday afternoons, 4 till 6 p.m. Smart speakers, simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Boom. There we are.
This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, reminding you that if you're a vodka drinker, make sure you're drinking New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly. So don't do that. Just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com.
Comfort Systems is having a huge New Year's sale right now over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Computers priced to move. Got a 3 gigahertz Dell Core i5 tower for only $399. That's with a 19-inch monitor. A Dell laptop for just $299. Cooper Systems also has desktop PCs and towers for as low as $149. So, whatever you're after, PCs or, yeah, Apple products, iMac, MacBook Air, they got those too. Cooper Systems either has it for you or they can get it for you or they can just build it for you. We're talking about high-end computers, low-end computers, middle-of-the-road computers. We're talking about desktops, notebooks, tablets right now in the Mount Moriah Office Park. So get in touch with them. 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, to Lauren Cooper. Either one of them can help you. Tremendous people. They've been with me from the start with the Gary Parrish Show. You guys have been supporting them consistently. Thank you for that. Now keep doing it. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com.
At Church Health, the people we care for are all around us. They might include your neighbor, the waiter who served you at your favorite restaurant, the home care specialist who keeps your aging parents safe, your friends and family members who in some cases are working multiple jobs just to get by. At Church Health, we measure impact on each patient visit, each bone set, each pediatric checkup, each medical relationship forged and nurtured. Our impact is measured in these patients' smiles and in their recoveries. The impact is good for the person and good for our community. At Church Health, we could not make a difference without you. We invite you to make an impact. Please visit churchhealth.org today and learn how you can become a Church Health champion. Church Health, making quality health care accessible so we can all live our lives with dignity, vitality, and joy. Find out more. Visit churchhealth.org today.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Any make, any model, any age, any price from $50 to $100,000. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Sell your car the easy way. Go online and sell it today. We buy any car. Any. Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer,
warm in the winter.
Opox, your authorized York dealer, offering 95% efficiency furnaces, 16 SEER high-efficiency air conditioners, plus a free Ecobee Smart thermostat with purchase. 10-year warranty on parts and labor and financing as low as 0% for 3 years. For fast, professional, 24-hour heating and cooling services, call Opox, your authorized York dealer, 901-443-5153, or visit opox.com.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the Pro Football Playoffs. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy the playoffs like never before and earn M-Life rewards that you can use for rooms and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. So download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT200, WRIGHT200, to win $200 in free bets if a touchdown is scored in the Pro Football Playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. LiftMaster's MyQ technology alerts you if you forgot to close your garage door and lets you close it from anywhere, anytime with built-in Wi-Fi. It also has battery backup, so you can get in your garage even when the power's out.
Door Pro is an authorized dealer of LiftMaster. LiftMaster offers a range of remote controls and LiftMaster openers. Family owned and operated since 1992. Call 901-DOOR-PRO or 901-366-7776 or visit doorproinc.com.
Imagine the organizing possibilities with Lowe's. Where keeping it all together comes with Project Source Clear Storage Totes starting at $238 and iDesign Plus the Spruce Storage Bin starting at $12.98. Clean up your closet with the Closet Made Brightwood Closet Kit starting at $119.98. Find it all at Lowe's Store and Save Event in-store and on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility.
Valve to 318. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only. iDesign plus the Spruce storage bin. Pricing excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get ultra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin. Happy New Year.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. Okay, at man, Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So we'll get back into the Memphis basketball discussion in the next segment with Jeff Calkins. It is Bennett Doyle filling in for Gary Parrish today on 92.9 FM ESPN. But right now, I got four stories that I would like to discuss.
Four stories at 4:44. Brought to you by Delta.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.